This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. Nice day out there. It's supposed to be a nice weekend. Kind of warm.
Yeah, I mean, we've been warm all week.
Warm.
You know, for basically the end of September. Feeling pretty good about it.
Still no rain. It's Rop. That's me. Big Sook's right over there. I see him because he's, well, we could touch each other now.
Yes, we could.
In this new little booth we're in.
Sometimes when we touch.
Do you know who sings that?
Is that Christopher Cross that
no,
sings that?
No, that's Dan Fogelberg.
Dan Fogelberg. Yeah. It's, a lot of that blends together. The magic of yacht rock.
A folk hero.
Yeah.
Dan Fogelberg. Patrick is here. He is in for Mike Lynch, who has left us.
We cannot touch Patrick. He's in another office somewhere.
Although there was
disembodied voice.
There was some movement on a new permanent producer, perhaps, for our show.
I think we're weeding through candidates.
I'm seeing some emails.
Yes.
On it. So that's good.
Yes.
So I guess our boss is still alive.
Well, we were happy because we had a meeting about 3 weeks ago, but boy, there was a lot of bourbon that was being poured over that. So we weren't certain when we left if anyone remembered the meeting. And just today we got an email, and that meeting apparently did lead to other meetings that we're not privy to.
How dare I was not included on that? I am outraged. As somebody that didn't apply for that job and is only here to help out the fan and collect a little cash, I am offended.
Well, I will say, at that time, we thought you were a candidate for the job. As a matter of fact, we spoke a lot about you. We were all happy.
I know. Before I even talked to anybody, I kind of was like, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic.
I do love you guys. I really do. We were out there.
Yeah, your name came up.
We were like, oh,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no way that guy. Yeah, he'd be terrible.
Do we have to say no again?
So, hey, we're partying here. We sports hard. We will set your college football DVR in our next segment of radio broadcast. Joey Herrington will join us. Hopefully it will be Bourbon Joey. Drinking bourbon.
Fingers crossed.
Because he's great when he's drinking bourbon. He's great at all the time, but...
Yeah, it loosens him up a little bit.
Yeah. His Russell Wilson takes last week were on fire.
Yeah, he brought it.
Club 1080, how many ants are there on Earth? They have actually figured this out.
Somewhere my brother is disagreeing with the scientist.
The second I saw this story, I thought of your brother. Because they have put a number on it, and I just can hear John now saying, there's no way that's true.
Anything that involves science...
There's no way they know that.
John refuses to accept it. I was like, the number of trees on the planet, and John is just steadfast in his belief.
There's no way you could know.
There's no way you could possibly
you
know
could estimate.
How many... Yeah. Or like, you know, they say that there's more stars than there is grains of sand.
Yeah.
John refuses to believe. How do they know that? Because they're really smart, John. He doesn't want to believe. He doesn't believe in the smart guys.
Has anyone ever had sex in space? We will explore that question.
I would assume yes, right?
Tonight. You would have to think.
Is that a no-no or... Is that like an Adoka situation? Like on the space station, you're not allowed to...
I don't think you are.
Are you not supposed to keep up foreign relations? What if the Russians are kind of hot? How does that all work?
But I feel like... I don't think you're supposed to, but I think that surely they do because they've got to be really bored.
Right?
Right?
Well, I would assume that that's self, you know, gratification.
Well, right? But they're, you know, they've been...
They intermingle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Captain Kirk was doing it left and right. He had green, purple, yellow. It didn't matter.
So we explore that question tonight. That is our club hour 6 to 7 right now, you guys. The hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number five.
Hey, Andre Iguodala, do you remember him?
I do.
He played basketball.
I thought he was donezo. He was basically a healthy scratch all throughout the finals.
He is returning to the Warriors for one last season,
okay.
He says. This will be his 19th.
He's one of those guys that back in the day, he was an underappreciated piece on a lot 100%. Of good teams. And how about this? Finals MVP.
100%.
Andre Iguodala.
People talk about like the old school, like, you know, like the Michael Coopers or the Robert Ories.
Blue guys.
Dennis Johnsons, yep. Maybe. And it's not as much now, but back then, damn, was he good.
Pro's pro, and they say a lot of their young guys, and maybe this is kind of like be a stable pony sort of thing, but you got like Kuminga and Jordan Poole and got some younger guys. I guess he is just brilliant in the locker room and getting young guys, Wiseman could be another one, getting them to understand what it takes to be a professional and be a champion. And Bally Count's just a good dude across the board.
What they said about Ime Udoka.
Well, they did kind of say that too.
Number four. Do you ever really know?
Apparently not.
Julio Rodriguez placed on the injured list for the Mariners with lower back pain. Now, before you freak out about that, as I'm sure John did.
Yeah.
You know, if... So he'd first be eligible to come back on October 3rd. And this year, the regular season, I think, runs to like the 7th. So he could be back for the final four games of the regular season, which could be perfect to get him some at-bats to ramp up for the playoffs. That's if he comes back when he's first eligible.
So they said that he first experienced it over the weekend. He had some lower back tightness, and then he was jogging out to center field the other day against the A's, and they said when he got out there, it just locked up on him, and that was the weird, you know, he was just standing there, and he couldn't move, so did an MRI, and now he's going to that, and so I don't think... That was all I read about. I didn't see any sort of massive conclusion about what was wrong, other than he had a locked up back.
Aaron Judge chased for 61. He is 0-2. Yankees, Red Sox tied 1-1, bottom four.
He had another one come close, though. He went warning track, and he had one of those in his last at-bat last night.
Keeping an eye on Baltimore as they chase Seattle for the last wildcard spot. Baltimore is up 1-0 on the Astros in the bottom of the fourth, back east. The Browns have lost starting linebacker Anthony Walker Jr. He has a torn groin?
I thought it was a quad.
I think you're right. It's a quad. I wrote that down. I
thought it was a quad, which,
by
the way...
I must have been thinking about his
groin. Ouch.
Yeah, he led Cleveland in tackles. Not sacks, but tackles last season. So he's a big part of their defense. Big blow to them. Bills will be down three key defensive starters against the Dolphins. Cornerback Dane Jackson, safety Micah Hyde, and defensive tackle Jordan Phillips are all out.
And remember, their best corner is already on the IR. He's gone for the first four games of the year. So this is a big deal because Miami's offense can fly. The two leading receivers in the NFL right now, yards-wise, are Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So I know everyone's jocking the Bills, but this may be a tough one for them. Limited in DDs when Miami spreads you out so much.
Reports are the Chargers are still weighing the risk-reward of Justin Herbert playing this weekend. He did not practice with the ones today. That was Chase Daniels.
Well, he's got that busted rib cartilage, and so it is just a matter of pain at this point. But, I mean, you talk about, I mean, that's how he got his job, right? Tyrod Taylor had this, and he took an injection in his lung, and it punctured it. So it's one of those things, yeah, it is a risk-reward thing. I mean, if he can take the needle and play, sure. But if you run the risk of further injury, you're pissing that thing off. You got a long season ahead of you now with 17 games. So it might be beneficial to sit him for a week. We'll see what happens.
The Super Bowl halftime show is set. According to Variety, this year it will be Taylor Swift.
Well, Taylor Swift came out and refuted that.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
All right. USC returned a portion of their ticket allotment for tomorrow's game against Oregon State in Corvallis. So if you need tickets.
Oh, there you go.
Get him.
Yeah, according to TMZ, and Taylor Swift released a statement saying that she was offered the Super Bowl halftime show, but she turned down the offer.
Number one.
These days they now take a percentage of your next tour because they say the publicity of the Super Bowl halftime show is worth an unremarkable amount of value.
She also said that she didn't want to do it until she was done recording her album. So... apparently, Taylor Swift told them no, so we're back to the drawing board.
And number one, more is coming out on the situation with Celtics coach Ime Udoka. He has been suspended for the entire NBA season, and he has accepted that suspension.
He's never going to coach there again.
But now they're talking about there's far more going on here with him. It wasn't just two women, consensual relationships. They're talking about sexual harassment. They're even talking about pregnancy.
Unwanted messages. And look, Matt Barnes came out yesterday in defense of Ime Udoka, and boy, he walked it back real quick today. He said that someone called him and let him know what was really going on, and Matt Barnes looked shook. And there's a lot of people that I guess are getting the inside scoop of this and aren't spilling all the details, but every single person that's privy to this is all saying the same thing, and that thing is, ugh.
It's nasty.
And I guess this thing's been going on since like July, and I mean, it's just uglier and uglier. I guess they're saying now with his wife, basically, Nia Long, that Ime Udoka knew this was coming, and he just moved her and their child out to Boston like 2 weeks ago without telling them that, oh, by the way, something may be coming. And there's going to be lawsuits here, and so there's a lot of speculation that one of the reasons why Boston didn't fire him right away after this, and they're just kind of doing the, we're just going to do an indefinite thing, is because they're waiting for the legal process to play itself out. But I just don't see any situation here where Ime Udoka is ever walking back into that building and coaching the Celtics again.
Do you think Taylor Swift's already written a song about her and the NFL's breakup?
I would certainly hope so, and it's going to be number one. Although the
it's a good text.
The TMZ did say that their sources say that they are dead set on a female pop star being the lead at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So,
for you, what, gonna throw your name in the hat?
Don't think I'm female. Don't think I'm a pop star. Although I could identify maybe as a female pop star. I guess that's a pretty sweet gig.
All right, up next, let's set your college football DVR. Let's take a look around what's going on tomorrow. Duke-Kansas, really all you need to know. Basically, it's going to be a Duke-Kansas preview segment.
Well, and, you know, the whole basketball thing, you know, Syracuse is also 3-0, and they're up 13-0 on Virginia right now.
Well, we talked about this last week. The basketball schools are 18-0.
Yes.
If you're talking about Duke, let's see, it's Duke-Kansas, North Carolina, Indiana, Kentucky, Syracuse. That's how many? Six. There's one other one. Oh, UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Those seven are combined 18-0. Yeah,
Syracuse is giving Virginia the business right now.
So holy about God. To be 19-0.
I mean, just...
But something has to give when Duke faces Kansas.
I think we know what's giving, and it's Duke.
All right, so we'll get to that next, followed by Joey Harrington on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Joey Harrington coming up next. We'll get into Ducks, Cougs, setting your DVR. Here's how your day looks. You're starting with the game of the day right out of the gate.
Talking about Kent State?
9 a.m. Actually, I do have something on Kent State. We'll get to that in a moment.
Their schedule, have you seen it?
Yes, that's what I want to talk about. But the game of the day is Duke at Kansas, 9 a.m.
That's right off the get-go, huh?
Yep. FS1. Quick, name the coaches.
Well, we know Kansas. My man Lance. Leopold.
Leipold.
I always get that confused.
It's Leipold.
Yeah. The Duke coach is...
It is no longer
the Fighting Cutcliffes.
Right.
I don't know. I actually don't know who the Duke football coach is.
His name is Mike Elko.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
But they're...
They're 3-0, man.
They're 3-0. KU with a sellout.
Second one in 13 years?
Yes. We didn't need to point that out. What we do need to point out is it is a sellout before. So Kansas has sold out a game before USC this year. So I would just like to point that out live on the radio.
I mean, the trajectory of both programs. I mean, it's sky high, right?
The same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's basically the same offense.
Pretty much.
Well, these two teams play basketball in November. Duke playing Kansas November 15th. Leading me to this thought today that this could be the greatest sports year in University of Kansas history because we are reigning national champions in college basketball.
Rock chalk.
If this football team keeps doing, like, just, like, get to a bowl and win a bowl game, and then we beat Duke in November, get out of here. That's the greatest single year.
End it right there.
In sports at the University of
Kansas. Then your coach takes the Nebraska job, and it all goes away.
So KU's given up exactly zero sacks. Their quarterback is dynamite. Their run game is off the charts. They don't turn it over, and they don't commit penalties. They are a Dan Lanning-like football team.
We love it.
So that'll be at 9.
I will tune into that.
I think you should.
I mean, what else are you watching?
If you haven't watched, look, I'm telling you, usually, okay, so here's the thing about Kansas. Or just college football in general. Like, some of it just really sucks. It's just bad football.
It's bad.
I'm telling you, Kansas's offense, now not necessarily their defense.
Yeah.
But Kansas's offense is really fun to watch, and the quarterback is legit.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch good college football, at least on one side of the ball, watch that game, because I guess Duke can air it out too, and they'll probably throw all over Kansas. So it could be a really entertaining game.
Well, they also at 9 a.m. if you want. And I'm kind of intrigued by this because we know that the top three or four teams in the country, right? You know that it's Georgia, you know it's Alabama, you know it's Ohio State. And then that 4-5, it's like Michigan, Clemson, what do we make of it? Well, Clemson, who's 5, they're on the road at number 21, Wake Forest. Wake Forest is a sneaky team. And remember, they got their quarterback back from the little health scare that he had.
Yeah, and he's good.
And he's good. And so this is Clemson, whose offense hasn't looked that great for the last couple years, and they're on the road at number 21, Wake Forest. That's also 9 a.m. ABC. So while you're flipping back and forth, you know, when Kansas is on defense, maybe flip over. I want to kind of see what Clemson looks like against Wake Forest.
Yeah, that's the first true test for Clemson. And Michigan is on at 9. They're playing Maryland. That'll be on 5.
And Maryland, again, for what it's worth, is 3-0. But they've played Buffalo, Charlotte, and SMU.
Don't they have Tagovailoa? Don't they have Tua's brother?
I think he's their quarterback, yeah.
Is that his brother?
That's his brother, who was at Alabama, but he transferred. And I think he's still there, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And then, you know, there are some people that are just jocking Michigan. They say that this is Harbaugh's best team.
Okay.
And they've got a quarterback, and you know last year they had the breakthrough against Ohio State, but again I can't tell because they've played Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn. So Maryland, I guess it's a test for them.
Remember when we thought Maryland was like on the come up?
Yeah, and then they weren't. So there are some mildly intriguing games there in the 9 a.m. one, and then if you want Georgia at Kent State, Kent State so far in their first four games had to play on the road at Washington, on the road at Oklahoma, and now they're on the road at Georgia.
Yeah, I was looking up today. I saw that and was puzzled. And I guess they do this every year. Next year, they're playing Central Florida, Arkansas, and Fresno.
They just need money.
And then the year after that, they're playing Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Penn State. But they have a new AD. So all of this was scheduled with an old regime. And the new AD has come in, and he has said that he's talked to the football coach, yeah. And the football coach is begging him not to do it.
Yes.
And he is going to back off of this. They say they're going to stop doing this. They are making. Now, the one thing he did say was they schedule 3 tough non-cons in the Power 5 each year. They make boatloads of money.
Sure.
This year, those 3 games you talked about, Washington, Oklahoma, Georgia, got them $5.2 million.
I know that's
That's significant.
I know it is, but at the same time, it's unfair to the kids.
Oh, 100%.
To basically say, hey, 3 weeks in a row, you're going to go get alley-whipped. It's not the AD who's down there getting his teeth kicked in every week. That's not fun.
And that's what the coach said.
It's not competitive.
But he did say their financials are strong because of it. So you kids think of that when you're down there getting your teeth kicked in.
Exactly. Everyone's like, oh, what a great opportunity for the players. No, it's not. It's not fun. This isn't baseball where you watch a guy get, you know, hit home runs. This is where someone who's bigger, stronger, than faster than you beats you up for 3 hours.
So that's your 9 a.m. slate. Now, this is a game no one will watch. But I'm going to mention it anyway. On the Pac-12 Network, we have the Carl Durrell Bowl at 11 a.m., UCLA at Colorado.
I want you to realize that Colorado is so bad that their athletic director put out a press release to their fans and alumni saying, you know we suck. We know we suck. We're trying. Please don't boo us, basically. That's how bad it is at Colorado right now.
You think that's effective?
No. That's all that
like,
does.
Why do you have to do that? Like, why do you think that's going to work?
It's just, this is as bad a program as we've seen right now in the Pac-12 in a number of years. This is bottom of the barrel stuff. And it's a shame because Colorado's a good school.
Florida, Tennessee is a good one on CBS at 12:30. The Vols, I read, are favored in this game by 10.5, which is the most points they've been favored in this series in 25 years. But Florida has won 16 of 17 in this series.
Mm. So we got number 20 versus number 11. And I got to double check this, but I believe that there are only four schools so far that do not have a passing touchdown.
Oh.
And would you care to guess that? Well, I'm not. It's not a guess. Florida is one of them.
Really?
They have that Anthony Richardson kid that some people at before the start of the year said was a first round pick. He has four interceptions and zero touchdowns. They do not have a Florida.
I thought Gators. He looked good against Utah.
Well, he was running around making plays with his legs, but he can't throw the ball. Yeah, he's completing 53% of his passes. He has 423 yards total and no touchdowns to four picks. So, look, not saying that the kid's, you know, terrible or anything, but first-round pick? Maybe a bit much.
1 o'clock on Fox, Washington State hosts Oregon. Here's a little stat for you. Dan Lanning was on our show yesterday, and he did talk about this. He's like, you know, you get in these games, and it can come down to things that end up snowballing on you. He said, you know, Oregon was 3-for-3 on fourth down, and BYU was 0-for-4.
Yeah.
I looked up the third down numbers against Oregon. Do you care to guess what percentage teams are hitting third downs?
Against the Duckies?
Against Oregon's defense. Of course, well, Georgia dominated.
Yeah, Georgia was different because Georgia didn't punt, so it's going to skew it a little bit, but I'll go like, I don't know, like 50%.
They're at 58%.
That's not good.
It is not good. Georgia went 9 of 10. Eastern Washington went 5 of 13. And then BYU went 8 of 15.
Huh.
So if you want a little hope for the Cougs,
yeah,
the Ducks don't actually get off the field, at least not yet. They aren't getting off the field well enough on third down.
And then the big one is that Washington State's offense woke up against Colorado State, who is dreadful. But that was the first time that Cam Ward and that passing attack looked good. So is that finally the real Cam Ward? Or is it more like we saw in the first 2 weeks where yeah, they won, but it wasn't really pretty? They need their offense to stay on the field and put points on the board.
That's at 1. Here's the rest of your day. 4 o'clock, Arkansas, Texas A&M. They're playing this game in Dallas. It'll be on ESPN. I don't know. It's a top 25 matchup. It's not one I have much interest in, but...
Texas A&M, you know.
Who knows? Wisconsin at Ohio State, ABC 430. You know, that's an 18-point spread, which is interesting. The Buckeyes have won 8 straight in that series against the Badgers.
Yeah, and some of the obviously the shine came off Wisconsin because, well, you put up 14 points against the Cougs. And Ohio State just looks like Ohio State.
5 o'clock, Kansas State is at Oklahoma. This is the first real test for the new Boomer Sooners under Brent Venables.
A lot of people jocking Oklahoma.
Well, their defense is really stout.
Yes.
Like, Brent Venables has certainly come in there and straightened out the defense. But they haven't been tested yet. So
this
will be a decent little test for them on Fox.
But a lot of people are saying that Dylan Gabriel, who's the Central Florida transfer, has looked really good. I think just people are saying, look, if we're trying to find someone outside of the top three or four, it's sad that like the dark horse, like people are like, whoa, dark horse, Oklahoma, really? Like Oklahoma's the dark horse team. But it's just something to keep an eye on. Supposedly they have looked very, very good so far.
6:30. Pac-12 Network, what a shame, but USC at Oregon State. You have, right now, statistically, the two best quarterbacks in the Pac-12 going up against one another.
With Nolan and then Caleb Williams. I'm excited. This is my game of the week. Again, I'll take USC in this, and I'll lay the points, but I think Oregon State might be able to keep this thing close. And you drag them into deep water. USC hasn't been there this year. Oregon State kicked the hell out of them last year. You certainly have their attention. I'm excited for this one. And I think it was a good point you made. If this doesn't go Oregon State's way, it may not be an indictment on Oregon State. This may be just USC's offense may be really, really stinking good this year.
7:30, two games, Pac-12. Stanford at Washington, FS1. Caleb Williams torched Stanford, so we're guessing Michael Penix Jr. will too.
Yeah, I expect Washington to roll. Stanford's got, although Stanford is coming off a bye, but they've got a lot of things to fix.
Utah at Arizona State, ESPN.
Did you hear the report out of ASU?
Yeah, well, it was Doug Holler, the ASU longtime ASU reporter, said that basically personnel were giving away game plans to get Herm fired.
Yes, it was so bad there, and people wanted Herm gone so much, they were literally giving away game plans to other teams to make Herm Edwards look bad. And if that's the case, oh my God, I don't know if a situation has ever blown up more in college football than when Arizona State hired Herm Edwards.
And they probably got some sanctions coming down, too.
Yes.
There is your setting, the college football DVR segment, every Friday at 5:15, served up by Laurelwood Brewing Company, bringing great food and award-winning beer to Portland and beyond for 21 years. Check out their daily happy hour, and also while you're there, throw some axes with Celtic Axe. Coming up next, our dear friend, Joey Harrington. It is 5:30, and here is Patrick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
And here he is, Portland legend Joey Harrington. And listeners this week, Joey, are hoping for more Bourbon Joey, who debuted last week, and the people loved it.
It wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. We've had a couple. Weeks of Bourbon Joey.
Well, we didn't know that, but last week,
yes, we did, because we talked about Eagle Rare the first week, and then last week was Weller. I remember these things.
Okay, all right. It was great.
I was gone for the first, so I can only comment on last week's, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, what are you saying? That to Bourbon Joey was not fantastic?
No, it's just that bourbon makes everything better.
Yeah, there was a little extra pep in passion in the step there.
Find me something that bourbon doesn't improve.
Golf?
Oh, I beg to differ. You get right
after a certain point.
Absolutely. You're telling me that my round of golf isn't more enjoyable with bourbon? Oh, I disagree, my friend.
Well, okay. Well, are we talking about enjoyability, or are we talking about performance?
Well, I'm not.
And hold on. Well, I'm going to grab a little splash of Blanton's here. Just to,
Blanton's.
That's a Gary Anderson there.
Well, look, we're gonna stick in the Buffalo Trace line. I'm not going to lie here because. I'm hesitating here because I don't think I'm legally allowed to share details since OLCC has not officially given us the approval to go ahead with this. But theoretically, and we're only speaking in theoretical details, right? nothing concrete right now.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. Of course. Theoretically, I may have developed a relationship through the generosity and kindness of Buffalo Trace. They may have donated a single barrel of Buffalo Trace bourbon to my foundation. Oh. And, you know, in the next, let's say, month or two, there may be some sort of way, some opportunity to purchase and or donate to the foundation in certain ways to enter some sort of organized activity to obtain one of the bottles of single barrel bourbon as a way to raise money for our scholarship program. Did I speak in like general enough terms that I'm not going to get like in trouble with OLCC, do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah. You did find out. What I'm thinking of is perhaps. I mean, I don't know if our sales team listens to the show. They probably don't.
But in case they do,
does anybody listen to this show?
Well, somebody. We're not sure at this point. But look, we're still here. So you know, we've got a job to do, and damn it, we're doing it. Maybe we can get a Buffalo Trace sponsor and load up a couple of cups for Big Zook and I here, and we all drink bourbon and talk sports at 5:30 every Friday.
We're going.
I mean, everybody's a winner.
Now, that might be, so what am I, like 5 years on this show maybe? That might be the best suggestion you've had in the last half decade.
Yeah, let's go.
I like where we're going with this.
Well, you've got the relationship to make it happen.
Well, and believe me,
okay,
I know.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll deliver one of the hypothetical mm-hmm. single barrel bottles down to you guys, and you know, you could do a taste test on air.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Believe me, I'm quite familiar with the work of Buffalo Trace. Yeah. Very, very familiar.
Now, how much do those things go for? Those bottles.
The bottles themselves. Well, I mean, if you're just going to buy a Buffalo Trace bottle, I think it's like $28. I think.
Well, no, on the single barrel.
But they don't sell single barrel Buffalo Trace off the shelf. Like it's got to be some sort of. You know, that's the whole point. It's a one-off. It's you know, there's only 100. We've only got 150 bottles of them, and you know, I I'm not going to throw out full details here, but hypothetically, there might be a grand prize in, you know, kind of our fundraising sweepstakes giveaway that might rhyme with Schmappy Tan Tinkle.
Yeah. All right. Schnappy Tan Tinkle.
Yeah. I like where this is headed.
Yeah, that's great. We'll be on the lookout for
that. There's a lot of possibility with this. Yeah, but exactly. I can't quite. The application has just kind of been submitted, and so we got to make sure we're good before we announce details. But I can say that Buffalo Trace is incredibly generous, and they are wonderful people, and they make fantastic products. So, you know, let's talk sports.
It makes a hell of an old fashioned. It's got a little bit of that sweetness that kicks in. Bingo.
Helping the community, too. Love that. All right. Well, what do you think of when you think of Washington State?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Man. Washington State's a weird one. Washington State is a really, really weird one because it is so up and down. Like some years they're just god awful, like god awful, terrible. But even in those years, they show up and knock somebody off. And then in some years, I mean, it's Jason Gesser type stuff where they're, you know, they're running through the pack and ended up in the Rose Bowl. But no matter what type of team they have, anytime they go to Pullman, I think of the back-to-back years that we went there. And we went there like end of October as a junior and then like mid-November, I think, as a senior. We're pulling up. I mean, and those were awful, awful games, like hard-fought, cold. Like, so you'll love this one, Sue. So we're pulling up the stadium. And you guys played there, right?
Yeah.
With BYU?
Yep.
You pull up that – it's up a hill, mm-hmm. right? You got to – and we're heading up with the bus, and it's snowing. It had snowed the night before, and we start sliding back down. So we're literally like, you know, we get 20 feet up the hill and start sliding back down in this bus, and the bus driver hops out and throws on his chains, and, you know, so we're behind schedule, and we get up there, and, you know, so we're behind schedule. We, you know, rush through warm-ups and get through the stuff. And, of course, you know, didn't, you know, take a leak beforehand. So, you know, I get out onto the field in the first quarter there, and that locker room is so far away, yeah. Right? You had the old locker room, like you had to go out the tunnel and down across the, you know, to a whole nother building.
It was like
over
Cal,
there.
Cal was so, like that.
Oh my God. But, oh God, that's a whole nother story. You thought you were going to fall off that stairwell underneath the stadium.
I know.
But so at Washington State, like the equipment managers, like they plowed the field. So they got like snow packed up against the edges. And if the equipment managers were like, just find a little space over here. They opened up like one of the equipment trunks. And so I just, you know, I had to pee, right? And so I went on the sideline, but it was packed with snow in November. And so all, you know, the action was at the other end of the field. But as soon as I started, you know, taking a leak on the sideline, all the steam comes up and like, you know, so the entire section of the stands like turns and looks and they all start pointing. They're like, ah, you're going to the bathroom. So that's what I think of when I think of Washington State. I think of hard fought games in the snow late in the season and going to the bathroom on the sideline.
Yeah, it's good to play them. I feel like it is good to play them up there this time of year.
Yeah, we don't have to deal. You don't have
early
to deal with the weather.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing too is night games, right? You give the people in Pullman a chance to
lubricate,
a chance to pregame. Yeah, you know, a chance for really a little tailgate action, and that place becomes a different beast for a 7:30 kickoff.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm just a little Kansas boy here, but you know, they party a little bit out there. In my familiarity now, in 20 some years on the West Coast, there is nobody like the Washington State people when it comes to drinking. Like they're all just like, it's another level almost. It's really incredible. I don't know why.
Well, what else is there to do in
maybe
Pullman?
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You get into you get into the more rural, you know, college towns, and that's what Washington State, University of Idaho. Yeah. I'm sure Lawrence, Kansas isn't exactly a hopping metropolis there. I called some games in Manhattan for Kansas State. I mean, you get into some of those towns and things get loose.
No, that's true.
But it's also kind of what makes college football cool. When you look at a lot of the dominant programs in college football over the years, you know, and you can say USC may be the exception, but let's not act like Alabama or, you know, Florida or Florida State or you know, are in these giant towns. You know, even some of the big blue buds come from college towns, whether even in basketball, you're talking about Duke, a small place, or Gonzaga up there now. I think there's something
Lexington.
I think there's something to what you're talking about, where you get this great college environment where there's nothing else to do. You take pride in the school. It's the only thing going in town. Everyone's watching. Everyone's going. And you get these little small places where, you know, they're not like Washington State. They're not going to be great every year, but they sense it when there's an opportunity. They sense it when they're good, or they sense it when there's an opportunity to knock someone off that makes their season. And I do. I think in some ways, places like Pullman can be more difficult to play than going into a packed Coliseum down in California.
And here's why. Because they care.
Yeah.
Right? That you hit the nail on the head. Those places are always the most difficult to play because they care. Playing in Green Bay was always more difficult than playing in Jacksonville, right? Playing in Pullman was always more difficult than playing against UCLA and in Pasadena. Like, the atmosphere, the fans, the team, they're more invested when you don't have anything else around. That's why there's your answer, Rob, is those small towns, they don't have anything else to invest in. And, yeah, and that's their thing.
It's high up on their list. Like you look at, I mean, no better example than look at UCLA's attendance. You see in some of the pictures from their games,
so bad.
Like, why would people go? They're in LA. There's all kinds of stuff going on, nice weather, but there's no one there.
No,
it's crazy. Nope. All right. Let's look at the game. We'll do that next with our friend Bourbon Joey Harrington here on The Fan.
Yeah. The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt. It doesn't take a lot, though, to knock Brett Favre down in the standings of my mind.
he was this mythical creature as a child. But as
he was.
But as I got older, I genuinely believe this, and I don't mean this just to be like a hot takey morning show guy. I think he's one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
Well, the stats actually bear out your take. I don't think that's hot takey.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. I don't know about you, but when I watched Washington State, I watched a little bit of Washington State when they played Wisconsin, most of the second half. And, you know, I always think of Washington State as, you know, small and scrappy. But, boy.
Nope.
Yeah, they have some horses this year, it seems like. It seems like a different sort of archetype Washington State this year that Oregon is seeing.
This is a completely different Washington State team. And whether it's you go back to the Mike Price days or, you know, more recently the, you know, the Leach days, you know, you think of Washington State as a team that's just going to chuck it around and air it out and, you know, win a game 45-42. This Washington State team, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Souk, they're similar in terms of philosophy to BYU, at least defensively, right? This is a team that is not going to, you know, give up 350 through the air but hold you on the ground. Like, this is another one of those teams that Oregon is going to play for a second week in a row that's sitting right there at 28th in run defense and 44th in pass defense. Like, this is a solid football team, and there has been a mentality shift. I think Dickert has been – incredible in terms of getting this Washington State team that, like, let's not forget that you still have recruits. How many years out is Leach now? Is it three years?
Right? Because you had a year of Rolovich, COVID. Yeah, you're talking about 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, these are still some of the players that Leach recruited, right, for a certain style. So what they've done up there at Washington State with the new coaching staff to get these guys to buy in, to become a team that can go into Camp Randall and compete with you want to talk about horses. Wisconsin, year in and year out, those dudes are some horses. And for Washington State to go in and beat them at home, that says something about what this coaching staff has been able to do with this group of guys. This is a good football team. Now, are they going to win 11 games this year? Probably not. But this is a team and a program that, under this leadership, has the potential to build something extremely solid going forward.
I want to see what happens, because you look at Washington State and they've performed well on defense, and it's kind of like what you said. The numbers aren't necessarily fantastic. Wisconsin ran the ball for 4-plus yards a carry. They outrushed them, but Washington State bowed their back. They got turnovers. I think they had 2 fumbles. They got a pick, and they kept Wisconsin out of the end zone. So you're right. It's like
they kept them under 20 points.
Yeah, they've held them to 14 points. So, yeah. You know, it's not a big defense, but they move around a ton. And sometimes that can be problematic when, you know, sometimes it's easier when you get a front that's just standing in front of you and says, hey, who's going to be more manly? That's what BYU did, and Oregon blew them off the ball. Washington State won't do that. Washington State is going to stunt around and try to shoot some gaps. And I feel like it's going to be kind of a feast or famine thing, how Oregon handles that up front. But Wisconsin wasn't able to sustain drives. And it'll be interesting to see if Oregon, which hasn't really been a big play offense, can they do what Wisconsin didn't, and that's finish drives. Because you'll get yards against the Cougs. And it kind of feels like they're willing to let you do it, but we're going to bow our back and we're going to get big plays.
Well, here's your I don't want to say the answer to your question, but look at Oregon the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's exactly what we talked about after the Georgia game. Is look, Oregon put together three drives to start that Georgia game that ended in a punt and two turnovers. What did they need to do? They needed to finish those drives. Great, they finished the drives against Eastern Washington. Last week against BYU, they literally dominated that line of scrimmage and finished drive after drive after drive after drive. If Bo Nix plays the way that he did against BYU, against Washington State, well, let's say the last 2 weeks. I mean, Eastern Washington, I know you're supposed to do that. But he's 80% completion, 7 touchdowns, no picks, 3 rushing touchdowns over the last 2 weeks.
He's looked great.
Like, he has looked fantastic. Like, that is going to be the difference. If he can continue to play like that and sustain drives and put the ball in the end zone, that's going to be the difference for this Oregon team. Or I should say the difference between Washington State playing Wisconsin, who couldn't finish, and Washington State playing an Oregon team that has finished almost at will for the last 2 weeks.
The other one to keep an eye on is, and people are bringing this up, and I think it's fair. I don't think it's like a taking a shot at the kid. He got 3 years of being a starter, so there's plenty of meat here on the bone. Bo Nix in his career at Auburn was great at home. Neutral site games and on the road, it was a different story. And they talked about this going into this year is, you know, what Bo needs to do is not do too much, right? They've said that from the get-go, reining him in, controlling him. And I wonder if maybe that has something to do with it, because at home, when you look at his number splits, he is a big-time, at least at Auburn, he was a big-time quarterback at home, and he was a average to below average quarterback on the road. Maybe a fourth year, a little more comfortable in the system. He's familiar with Dillingham. I think that's a big one, too. Again, when you look at the turnovers that killed Wisconsin, do we get that composed Bo Nix we've seen the first 2 weeks, or is there something to the road split? You as a quarterback, how much different, or have you ever met someone like that, or that's been on a team that just home and away was such a difference for him?
I can't think of anybody that home and away was such a difference. I mean, I have come across people that – here's what I'll say. We've got friends who are – you know, when we were down in Atlanta, made some good friends who were from Auburn, big Auburn fans. And they said when Bo came up here, they said, well, it just depends. I was like, we're you know, we got Bo Nix, you know, not joking around, but, you know, we're going to win the national championship. And they said, well – if you get good Bo, yeah, you very well have a chance. But if you get bad Bo, I don't know. And it depends on which one you're going to get. And that's it. I've never met anybody who is affected that greatly by home and away. And I would say that's overanalyzing things a little bit, except, like you said, you got 3 years of tape. You got 3 years of data on it. So, what I like that Dillingham has done with Bo is he's not throwing the ball 30, 40 times a game.
No.
Right?
He only threw the ball. He only threw the ball downfield twice against BYU, twice the whole time.
Yeah. It was 18 for 22, I think is what it was.
Something like that.
I mean, and I think that's going to be the key with this Oregon team. And that's why I feel really good coming into this week, is because Bo doesn't have to do it on his own. He literally has a stable of running backs. Pick one. The guy who we thought was going to be the starter, potentially, you know, all conference running back, hasn't even seen the field this week, this year in Cardwell. You know, obviously he was dinged up, but week one, barely touched the rock. The star of this offense right now is the offensive line. Those two things are the type of, like, that's what makes me think that Bad Bo doesn't necessarily need to rear his ugly head, is because Bad Bo doesn't even need to show up. Bad Bo doesn't have to – Bo doesn't have to feel like he has to carry this team in a way that maybe he had to do it at Auburn. Throw the ball 20, 25 times. complete 70% of them. Limit your mistakes. Make some throws when you have the opportunity. And let those horses, I mean, seriously, pick one. How many great, I mean, the running back room this year is so deep. And I'm so excited to see what that turns into over the next few years. And that offensive line returning five starters, the experience that they had, it makes me think that Bad Bo doesn't even need to be a factor because he doesn't have to feel like he needs to take it all on himself.
If they play the way they did up front against BYU, and that's how their run game goes, Oregon's going to be a really, really tough out for anyone left on their schedule. That's big boy football. Right. Like you said, when you run the ball like that, right, it makes everything easier. And especially when your quarterback, he can be in the plus one run game and he beats you with his feet. I mean, he had three rushing touchdowns and, you know, they're going for it on fourth down. I like, if I'm an Oregon fan, that's what I'm envisioning is a power run football team. And don't get me wrong, power run can be out of a three wide set. They did it multiple times against BYU where they gave you a trips formation and they ran the other way from it. I just love the idea of this being a power run team. And like you said, 22 to 25 Bo Nix passes. Take a shot downfield once in a while if they give you the single high safety, if they want to commit to run or commit to the run defense. I think you do that, Oregon's going to be favored in a lot, if not every one of their games going forward.
Rob, I don't disagree.
They're like a mini Georgia.
Mini Ditka.
Can I say that with a straight face?
Mini Ditka.
Mini Ditka. Well, no, they kind of are. Like, they do have.
No, I mean, it is, you can.
The BYU game was the first time I had the thought, because Dan Lanning, you know, being from Georgia, was the first time I looked at this and went, oh, okay, so this is. It was the first time we saw a true identity where it's like, that kind of resembles what they looked like at Georgia. I'm not saying they're even on par with Georgia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.